We have the opportunity to now share our Thanksgiving story. So hopefully the sermon has primed the pump a little bit for you, and you've also given some thought over this week as to what you're thankful for as a family, as individuals, what we're thankful for as a church. And so we're going to have a couple of microphones available for you, and don't be afraid to raise your hands. To me, this has always been an important part of a Thanksgiving service, is now to tell our stories and express our thanks. I'll try to get some of these written down, but I imagine that a lot of them will have similar themes, so we'll figure that as you bring these up, these are going to be your prayers to God, but also we'll include them in our congregational prayer. So anyone with a prayer of thanksgiving? Okay, Ellen?
The past couple years in the United States has been very violent and very unhealthy. And so I am very thankful that with all the violence and the hate against police and COVID, that our son Joel Jr. has been kept safe and healthy.
Okay. Jeff?
Yeah, some of you know I was in the military, and one of the sacrifices you make when you're in the military is you don't get to see family a whole lot. And there was a time where I didn't see family for 3 years. And this Thanksgiving, I will be spending time with all my family members. I just want to be thankful for that.
Okay, thank you. Others? Go ahead, Donna.
I just am so thankful to be part of a church that has a pastor that preaches the Word of God faithfully week after week.
Thank you.
I'm thankful that 9 years ago on Thanksgiving Day, my son and his wife were in China, received their one-year-old Chinese daughter, who I will be able to have Thanksgiving dinner with today because she just passed her COVID test, which is negative.
Great. Okay, let's see, who do we got here? Okay, Don?
I am thankful for an awesome God, a God that loves us, cares for us, and blesses us in many, many ways, as we've been praying for, but it all comes from our awesome God.
Okay, thank you. And then just pass it to Elsie.
I seem to be asking for prayer all the time, but...
That's horrible. That's just awful.
And you know, my neighbor who's sitting behind me, she just said, I'm thankful that you're my neighbor, but I am so thankful that my neighbor is my friend, and that gal that I come to church with usually every Sunday. We have been so blessed with the three of us, and sometimes they say I'm the naughty one, but I'm not really.
Oh, wait, we would believe that, yes, definitely.
But we just really have a blessed time together each time. So I thank God for my church family, and that was going to be my first, but then when Ruthie brought that up, my church family, they are truly, and I would love it if they could all come to my Thanksgiving dinner, but...
What time?
Just come, there'll be plenty of food, but Pastor Ed and Lorenda, you have been such a blessing in our church, and I know that was said a little while ago, but you have been a real blessing to me personally, and sometimes I've gone into your office and told you a couple of things, but, and of course, my children, only a few are here today, but I am truly, truly not lucky. I never use that word lucky. I am so blessed and thankful. So thank you for everything. I hate to be so long, but you
know. Yeah, I know. I can give you my sermon notes. Others. Dad.
Yeah, talking about family, we're so thankful for this church that you decided to bring Ed and Lorinda here. So it not only saves us a trip to New York to visit, but we can have Thanksgiving together as a family. And Ed and Lorinda spent a lot of years where family was not around. And so thank you. Thanks.
Yeah, Al?
Yeah, I want to personally give thanks to my wonderful God. About 4 or 5 months ago, we received the word from the doctors that I was clean from my bladder cancer. And that was wonderful news, that something I struggled with for a number of years was now all clear. And I just rejoice in that. But secondly, and this is for some of you old timers, along with myself, we will remember a number of years ago when this church was going through a hard and difficult period. People were leaving us, going to other churches, some dropping out. I know that by personal experience of speaking with some of those people who left. And there was a feeling even voiced by people who are in this audience right this morning who said, we see the time coming very soon when Cutlerville East will no longer be Cutlerville East. We are a dying church. Now look at where we are. Who gets all the praise and the glory? God, who heard the prayers of the faithful and prayed that God would bless Cutlerville East, and he has certainly done so, and all of us should just praise him for that by just saying, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks, Al.
I'm very thankful to God that he is giving me the quality of life that he has given me, and also that I'm still able to serve him, especially through Crossroad Prison Ministry, and I'm so very blessed with a loving family who take very good care of their mom. Thank you, Lord.
Okay, thanks, Fran.
Arnie and I are very thankful for our children as they help us in so many ways always. And we are thankful for the valets here in this church. They are friendly, they are kind, and they get us in and out of church every Sunday.
All right, thank you, Pearl. Carol?
I'd like to thank Melissa, she's from Rochester, Minnesota, and her four kids are here.
Great.
I'm just so grateful they're here.
It's great to see family together, and it's great to see so many different family members that I don't recognize, so I mean, probably our family members. Welcome. Joel?
Well, how do I say thank you for so much that has to be thanked, other than just to say I'm grateful for a God who mercifully doesn't give me what I deserve and who graciously pours out on me blessings that I couldn't have hoped for in family and church family in so many areas of life. So I am grateful.
Hank.
We're grateful that Mila has been cancer-free, and she'll be having her port taken out next week, and also for a new grandson.
All right.
We're thankful for our daughter is getting married next May, Emily, and she has found a man of God to marry. They're going to have a Christian marriage, and we're just very happy for that.
Okay. Any others? Okay, I think we've exhausted the time for now. As you continue thanking God throughout this day, let's come together in a time of prayer as God's community here in Cutlerville. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, creator of the world and giver of all good gifts, we come before you on this National Day of Thanksgiving to give our personal and communal thanks to you, following the pattern your people Israel established long ago. Indeed, you've placed us in a wonderful creation. You've brought us into a good land, a land with lakes and streams watering the valleys and hills, waterfalls adding to its beauty, a land with wheat and corn, vines and apple trees, a land where bread has not been scarce and we have lacked nothing. And so today, even before we have eaten and are satisfied, we praise you, Lord our God, for the good land you have given to us. We praise you that you are an awesome God. Beyond the physical blessings, you bless us in so many ways. We thank you that you're a merciful God. And as Joel spoke, that sometimes in your mercy you say no to some of the things we ask or desire, but we find that what you give us is far better than we could have ever thought of ourselves. We praise and thank you for your providential care in our lives, even in the midst of a trying pandemic and over these last couple of years. You've given us so much. You fill our tables with food and cover us with warm clothes and houses. You give us the ability and opportunity to work with our hands and minds. We thank you for useful talents and fulfilling jobs. We also recognize that because of this economy at times, some have lost jobs or finances have become tight. And yet, as with Israel, our clothes did not wear out or our feet did not swell during this wilderness time. You have faithfully proved once again that man does not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes out of the mouth of the Lord. Lord, we thank you that you help our children grow in knowledge and faith in you. We thank you for good educational systems and committed teachers. We thank you that you have given many of us good health, and others you are restoring to health physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Father, we thank you for things like Al's being clean of cancer, and Fran describes the quality of life she has. We're thankful that little Mila has been declared cancer-free. We praise you and thank you for the way that you work in our lives. We still know that others remain desperate need of your healing power, and so we pray for them as well. We thank you for doctors and nurses, hospitals and medications, surgeons and treatment programs, and especially for your healing and strengthening hand. We thank you for families, for parents and grandparents, brothers and sisters, children and grandchildren, husbands and wives. We're thankful that many family members can be here with us today that have traveled to be part of celebrating Thanksgiving together. We're thankful for the events of their lives that have led to this point, as Muriel brought up with her granddaughter, and we're just thankful for the way that you bring us all together. We thank you for family that has taken care of us, and that we have the privilege of also taking care of and serving. And we thank you for traveling mercies for those who have come to visit us, and we pray that you continue to be merciful to them as they make their way home as well. Father God, we thank you for Christian homes and marriages. Thankful that Emily Bryant has found a husband that she will marry, who is a man of God. We pray that you continue to bless all of those who are in relationships or who are looking for relationships or who need to make decisions on relationships. And we pray that part of their story, central to their story, might be you as well. and what you want to do for them. We thank you for new births in the past year, and thank you for parents who teach children to grow and love for Jesus. We thank you for the growth in our families in the past year through births and marriages, but also we mourn the losses in our families and church in this past year. But we do thank you, Lord, for the years we did have with our loved ones. We thank you for the love and support within our families and church that help sustain us also during times of loss. Lord, we also thank you that you have put a hedge of protection around many of those who are frontline workers in various ways, especially in these past couple of years that have been very tumultuous. A lot of civil unrest and lots of things going on, and people put in precarious positions like police and military and those in the medical field dealing with COVID and other things and many others. And we thank you that you have protected people like Joel Teft Jr. and many others. We're thankful for protection for our military members as they have been involved in training and involved even in doing things in the Middle East that could have been very precarious, and we trust that you are the one that has brought them through that all. And we give you thanks for that, and we're thankful that some who have been past military, like Jeff, can remember those times of being apart from family and really relish being together with family this year. We thank you for our church family, for the way you minister to us through this community of believers. We think back, as Al reminisced, about the days past when things looked bleak for this church family, and yet you were faithful, and you answered prayers. And we want to acknowledge you and give you thanks for that. Lord, we thank you for the programs that help us grow spiritually, for close fellowship with people who support us in troubled times and rejoice with us in times of celebration. We thank you for leaders and teachers and pastors and all who share in the work of the church, for the word of God going out and not returning to you empty, but accomplishing what you desire even through us. And we thank you for the freedom to worship you in this land. And most of all, we thank you for our relationship with you, for your word, which we can have in our own language and within our homes, for the opportunity to speak to you in prayer and know that you are an ever-listening God, for your faithfulness in helping us grow spiritually over the past year, and most of all, for the gift of your Son, the salvation he brings out of your love and grace. Out of gratitude, help us to observe the commands of the Lord our God, walking in obedience to you and revering you. And help us never to say, my power and the strength of my hands has produced this wealth for me. So today especially, we remember you, Lord our God, for it is you who gives us the ability to produce wealth and confirms your covenant with us. Receive this in all our prayers of thanksgiving this day and this week and this year as a praise offering to you, Creator God and loving Redeemer. We bring all these prayers to you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Would you stand for the closing hymn? So we sing together, Give Thanks with a Grateful Heart.